USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
President Donald Trump defends his comments about a deadly 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, in an interview on Westwood One's Mark Levin show.
It's a terrible thing that they keep bringing up, and I actually said two different ways, and I said it every way you can say it, but I said you have bad people in both groups, you have good people in both groups. By groups,
you meant protesters, not the Klan and not the neo-Nazis.
Oh, no, I only meant the protesters.
Trump says his comments were about those there protesting the removal of a Robert E. Lee monument, not about white supremacists, as some Democrats claim. Japan's prime minister attended a birthday dinner at the White House Friday night for the First Lady, following talks with the president over North Korea, trade, and other issues. President Trump will be in Tokyo next month to meet Japan's new emperor. He says he may attend a sumo wrestling match while he's there. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means knowing where to find everything you need for the job in one stop, so you're spending more time on the job than away from it. Lowe's does it right by having what you need in stock and in the right quantities for any size job, like 250-foot and 1,000-foot rolls of Southwire Romex Simple 12-2 and 14-2 wire. Plus, get the electrical boxes, switches, dimmers, and conduit you need to complete the job. Load up today and every day. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
During an event sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations, FBI Director Christopher Wray answered a question about how much of a threat Russia is to America.
I do think that Russia poses a very significant counterintelligence threat, certainly in the cyber arena, certainly what we call the malign foreign influence territory, certainly in their presence of intelligence officers in this country. So in a lot of ways, yeah.
Wray says it goes on 365 days a year on social media with fake news, propaganda, false personas, and more to spin us up, pit us against each other, sow divisiveness, and undermine Americans' faith in democracy. Age comes up increasingly often when discussing presidential candidates. On ABC's The View, a Democratic former Vice President Joe Biden joked about his age compared to the president's.
If he looks young and vibrant compared to me, I should probably go home. The best way to judge me is to watch, see if I have the energy and the capacity.
Trump is 72, Biden is 76. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Donald Trump is renewing his threat to close the border with Mexico if the pace of migrants approaching the U.S. doesn't slow. In an interview on Westwood One's Mark Levin show, the president also says asylum laws need to be addressed by Congress.
People come up that are the roughest looking people you've ever seen. They read a statement given to them by one of our lawyers living in California. They read the statement that I am afraid for my life, I am afraid. In some cases, these are MS-13 gang members, okay? They come at waving the flag of Honduras or Guatemala or El Salvador, waving the flag, and then they're saying, they're swearing that they're afraid to be in their country. Well, what are they waving the flag for?
Trump says Border Patrol has had to deal with some 100,000 people a month trying to get into the country. The U.S. Navy is developing a policy concerning UFOs. More on that from USA's Chris Barnes.
The Navy is drafting formal procedures for its pilots to document encounters with what they believe to be UFOs. A Navy spokesman says the number of intrusions has increased since 2014, and they want to understand what's behind it. There have been cases of unidentified aircraft entering military-designated airspace multiple times a month, and pilots have reported seeing small spherical objects in formation, while others have seen white tic-tac candy-shaped vehicles, and they claim that they have no air intake, no wind, and no exhaust, and they exceed the Navy's aircraft speed. A former Pentagon official says some pilots were afraid that reporting such sightings would hurt their careers, so many have not done so.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.